everybody, and welcome back to another short, bite-sized political podcast. I wanted to talk to you about the fact that we now live in a world where the Liberal Democrats actually make sense. Yeah, I know, it's mad, it's absolutely crazy. We shouldn't be saying these things, but I find myself in the remarkable position of agreeing with Liberal Democrat leader Sir Ed Davey, who says that plans to impose vaccine passports internally in the UK are unworkable, expensive, and divisive, as he's asked for the recall of Parliament to debate the changes that are happening in the NHS app, which then allows it to be used as proof of vaccine status. And this essentially becomes your digital ID. Describing the plan as a COVID ID card, Davey's right yet again. He said imposing vaccine passports would be a real attack on people's freedoms and a serious undermining of civil liberties. Absolutely right on both points. Actually, for once, the Liberal Democrats are standing up for liberal values. And then asked why there needed to be a parliamentary debate on these vaccine passports, he says, well, because the government told us they weren't going to do this. He's absolutely right, yet again, well said, Ed Davey. Now, where I disagree with him is, he says, we're all agreed that for international travel, you'll need to have COVID options. Well, yeah, well, okay, well, I can accept that in a very broad sense. But domestically, COVID ID cards, the Liberal Democrats have led the campaign against them. We've seen MPs and other parties share our views that this is a real attack on people's freedoms, which it absolutely is, and particularly hits business and young people. So again, he's absolutely right. He says, that's why the government haven't gone ahead with it previously. Now we hear, and this is right again, this is how sneaky Boris Johnson's diktat is. In the recess of Parliament, when it can't be debated, they have by stealth changed the rules so your NHS app can be your COVID ID card to get you into venues. It's completely wrong, totally undemocratic. They're not being held accountable. But let's be honest, this government has been running wild now since March 2020. It's out of control. It has discovered that it can do what it wants because it's got a majority. It doesn't have to have an election for years. So it can do whatever the hell it wants to us. That's why government is a greater danger than the virus, by the way. So the Liberal Democrats are saying that without any debate in Parliament on such a fundamental issue, there needs to be a recall. Yeah, I wonder if the BBC will suddenly start not liking the Liberal Democrats when it comes to them saying these sort of things. He also says that by doubling up the NHS app in this way, it's essentially an abuse of democracy. Again, he's right. It is an abuse of democracy. This is the world we live in, where we know that the Conservatives and Labour aren't worth a toss on the biggest issue of our times. They're different sides to the one coin. I could use another analogy, but I'll stick with that one. So they're just the same. The Liberal Democrats are actually being liberal and being democratic. So maybe we should all vote for the Liberal Democrats if this gets us, if this provides a hammer blow to this awful conservative, so-called conservative government. So I thought it was really interesting to see the Liberal Democrats actually making a clear, decisive stand against vaccine passports, which this government, backed up by big tech, backed up by big corporations, backed up by, to a degree, by businesses desperate to get people through their door, because that's the other factor in all of this. I mean, we've already seen quite a few pubs saying, no, you know, you've got, if you want into our pub, I've seen some disgraceful ads from certain pubs. Those pubs who are saying, we will enforce medical apartheid, or pubs you must boycott. Shame them and boycott them. They don't deserve a penny of your business. They really don't, because they are essentially the people who are only following orders as we're all marched towards some kind of digital gulag. So there we have it. I wonder what you think of this one. I mean, for me, to be in a situation where I agree with the Lib Dems seems almost inconceivable. I've pretty much disagreed with everything that they've said, certainly in recent years anyway. But on this, the most important issue of our time, the reality is that they actually are saying the right things. Whether they do them or not, it's a different matter, but they're saying the right things, and they recognize that this government is behaving abominably, that the vaccine passports must be absolutely opposed. There is no place for them in this United Kingdom. And on all those bases, I cannot really find any space to differ from Ed Davey. So I say, well done to the Liberal Democrats on this issue. It's just a shame that Her Majesty's official opposition is so pathetic, so weak, effete, and inept that it can't emulate that which the Liberal Democrats are doing. But anyway, let's acknowledge something good when we see it. Be interested in your views if you want to drop me a comment, and I'll speak with you soon.